Stories of modern-day bondage are in the headlines. Indian police last year released 60 women and girls held captive in New Delhi brothels, and authorities say millions of Indian children are forced to work. In June, police freed hundreds of workers held captive at a tomato farm in Mexico. The workers were not paid the promised wages. Last month in Los Angeles, authorities announced a settlement with Del Monte Fresh Produce in an employment discrimination lawsuit involving Thai nationals. Chiam Chayajit was one of 150 workers from Thailand employed on farms in Hawaii who will share in the $1.2 million Del Monte settlement obtained by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It's good news for Chayajit, who borrowed more than $20,000 to pay traffickers to come to America. He says he was not paid for his work.
I was very frustrated because I didn't know where to find the money to pay off the debt in Thailand.
Commission Regional Attorney Anna Park says the legal action is part of a wider effort by the Obama administration to end forced labor, in this case using laws against discrimination because of national origin.
Oftentimes you hear stories of people escaping from their employment. You don't really hear those terms in normal employment discrimination cases.
At a California church, trafficking survivor Ima Matul says she endured a three-year ordeal as a domestic servant after she was recruited in Indonesia.
Who doesn't want to come to the United States? And so they promised me $150 a month and a day off, and I don't have to pay anything to for any fee for my flights, visa, passport.
She says she was forced to work 7 days a week, abused and not paid. A neighbor finally helped her escape.
I still remember exactly how it was and how it went when I was escape.
She now works for the nonprofit Coalition to Abolish Slavery and Trafficking, which helped her to create a new life and helps others trapped in labor bondage. Catherine Chen works in Washington, D.C. for Humanity United, a nonprofit group that has partnered with the U.S. government to raise awareness about the problem and help victims.
One of the most urgent things that survivors need is access to safe housing, access to basic legal assistance, mental health care, medical care.
She says human trafficking works through a global supply chain and that law enforcement, government, and social agencies need to work together to address the problem. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.